AM and the AM. It is our Jewish Unity Initiative, and we are here in Jerusalem. And we are hoping that we are bringing some comfort to our brothers and sisters here by the very fact that we are visiting from the diaspora. At the same time, I think we're getting a very clear picture of the difficulties and challenges that are being experienced now and lie ahead for the people of Israel. And I think it's really important that that continue to be spoken about as we continue our Jewish Unity Initiative. Now, it's no secret that the chairman of our Jewish Unity Initiative 5784 is Mr. Ralph Rosenbaum, with a big thank you, of course, to Bea and Ralph Rosenbaum and family for their support here at JM and the AM. And Ralph, I say good afternoon to you as we broadcast live here on a Tuesday morning broadcast. Ralph, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you very much, Nachum. Glad to be here. So, glad I made the trip.
So when people ask you, why are you going to Israel, your answer is?
Why are you not going to Israel?
That's right. The answer is, I have a better question for you. Why are you not going to Israel?
By us doing that, we are basically telling people, look, Israel needs you. And it's very interesting. I'm going to go back a bit because we've seen a lot of stuff and a lot of conversations that you talked about with Yigal earlier. But when we got on the plane yesterday, there were just these two women standing in front of a booth or standing in front of a table saying, we stand with Israel.
Right.
And they were offering nash for the tourists. And they didn't belong to any group. I said, do you belong to any group? No, we're doing this on our own. We decided to do this on our own.
Yeah. And I don't know how they got into the airport, but they did decide to do it on their own.
Well, yeah. They did decide. All they did was give me an envelope that said, stating a mitzvah on it. And, of course, it was a dollar bill. Give us a dollar card. No problem, I said. So
there you go.
It's very intriguing. And I want to bring up one other thing. We saw this today, unfortunately. And I think you might have mentioned before, there are, unfortunately, too many. Because of the war, because of the terrorism that's happened, we've had, we went to Mount Herzl. There is a new plots were being built in the last 2 weeks. Wrong choice of words. A number of people buried. And the volunteers digging up the graves. So, for that, kol hakavod. But there is something that we in the United States have to do. We have to support Israel. We have to give money. I'm going to actually say we have to give money. We have to listen. We have to listen to the money. We have to listen to where it's going and pick the right charities. You listen to Nachum, you'll come up with some decent ones or some good ones to give to. But that is what we should be doing.
Ralph Rosenbaum is our chairman. What you're indicating to everybody, of course, is that we were on Har Herzl today, and
correct,
there are too many new graves, of course, that have been utilized to as final resting places for Israeli soldiers that deserve to be buried in the military cemetery. And it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe how young they are, and it's hard to believe how many there are, and that, of course, is a stark reality when you're walking on Mount Herzl today and seeing that very sight.
Correct. And as other people have said before me in the past hour or so, and there's one person pulling the strings up there for whatever the reason is. We don't have to get into it, but we just keep on praying to Kodesh, HaKodesh HaBaruch Hu, then we should be okay. Now, it's very interesting, and I'm going to bring this up. I found out today, going to Davin Shacharit, they do Avinu Malkeinu here in Israel. We don't do that in the States.
Well, some people do.
Some people do in the States. I'm going to say my synagogue doesn't, and I'll just leave it like that. And I would like my synagogue to do things like that besides Tehillim, and I will just leave it alone.
All right. A little bit of controversy here. Something to take back to the synagogue in New Jersey, assuming now they allow you back in.
That's very true.
After that public statement. But Ralph, in all seriousness, I thank you.
You're very welcome.
Basically, the war started, and we said to each other, let's drop everything and go, and that's what happened.
It took us
2 weeks to put it together, but we dropped everything and we came.
That's basically it, and I was very happy to help.
Thank you for being an amazing partner.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Much appreciated.